Minister of Environmental Protection Chen Jining says China's efforts to tackle environmental pollution over the past year have been successful.
Last year, in 74 cities that implemented new environment and air quality standards, annual average concentration of PM2.5 was 55 micrograms per cubic meter, down 14.1% year-on-year. NASA satellites also observed a reduction of particles in China's eastern and middle regions last year.
Chen also highlights the enforcement of environmental protection laws by local governments and dealing with local officials who have shielded polluting companies from punishment because of the desire to maintain or expand tax revenues. The minister notes that more than 190,000 companies have been punished for breaching environmental rules.
In the past year, we have encountered some problems when implementing the new environmental protection law. Some local governments fail to perform their responsibilities for environmental protection, and some companies also fail to practice their responsibilities and make their information on the environment open to the public. Another problem is, in some areas, there is a lack of staff and equipment for some law enforcement departments.
Chen has pledged to keep up the pressure on local governments to implement environmental policies. He says local governments and firms will face tougher punishments for violating rules, referring to a new environmental law that took effect in January. The new legislation also aims to promote the use of clean energy. According to the minister, China is promoting the clean use of coal and boosting low emissions facilities for coal-fired power plants that rival those of gas-fired plants. The official denies some concerns that China may be facing a trade-off between environmental improvement and economic growth.
There are some people who think that protecting the environment is a burden, will affect the GDP and affect development. And so there is a problem that these people think that they can't or they're afraid to take any measures. Our economy has now entered a new normal, which is to transform from extensive growth in the past, from chasing quantity to striving for quality.
The official says they aren't polluting industries, only polluting firms. He adds the unfair competitive advantage that polluting industries enjoy should be eliminated. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.